comes next, verses 20 to 21. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. What a contrast to the man we've just been talking about. Here we have a man who lay at the rich man's gate, possibly because he had been brought there by others. Maybe he was so weak he couldn't walk, or perhaps he was crippled, but he was brought there and he was laid there, he was put there. He's poor, suggesting that he's in need of charitable help. His body is covered with sores, indicating that he's ill, he's in pain, and he's longing. Notice that word there. He is longing for scraps from the rich man's table, suggesting that he's ravenously hungry, but he's not being fed. And dogs would come and lick his open sores. And these dogs were not your cute little domesticated variety. They were either wild street dogs or perhaps guard dogs who belonged to the rich man. And having his sores, his open sores, licked by these dogs, might actually have given this poor man some relief. Apparently, saliva, including dog's saliva, contains certain antibiotics which help wounds to heal. So having dogs lick his infected sores was actually a help to him. And it looks from what we've just read, this was the only help that he was going to get. Except, there's something else. We know his name. Lazarus. And in ancient times, names tended to say something about a person. And the name Lazarus means, God is my help. Despite his tragic life, Lazarus knew God as his help, his strength. Amazing, isn't it? Let's continue reading, verses 22 to 23. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to sit beside Abraham at the heavenly banquet. The rich man also died and was buried. And he went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. Two similarities here. Poor man died. The rich man also died. Now, remember who Jesus' original audience is. The complacent, sneering Pharisees who erroneously believe that wealth is a sign of God's favor and poverty is a sign of his displeasure towards an individual. Now, up to this point in the story, there's nothing to contradict or disturb their misconceptions. But imagine their shock, their indignation, their absolute horror when Jesus describes two very different after-death experiences. Lazarus finds himself in a better state, sitting beside the Old Testament prophet Abraham at the heavenly banquet. This indicates a position of great honor. The rich man, on the other hand, finds himself in a worse state, in what's called the place of the dead, and he's in great distress. Why is Jesus telling this story? Is he having a go at rich people? No, he isn't. Jesus is telling this story because he wants to challenge the smug, scoffing, hypocritical Pharisees to start taking his words seriously. The story continues, verses 24 to 26. The rich man shouted, "Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames." But Abraham said to him, "Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing. And now he is here being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there's a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there." Notice that the rich man addresses Abraham as Father Abraham, because he was the father of the Jewish race, and therefore the rich man was one of his descendants. But as well as being the father of the Jewish race, several New Testament references describe Abraham as the father of the faithful. And the rich man had not shown himself faithful to God or faithful in his responsibility to a needy human being. It wasn't the fact he was wealthy that was the problem. Abraham himself had been very wealthy. The problem was the rich man's wealth dominated and controlled his life to such an extent that there was no room in his heart for God. He had an appetite for fabulous food, but he didn't have an appetite for the Word of God. He clothed himself with the finest garments he could buy, but he didn't clothe himself with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, qualities that we see listed in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. These qualities were not shown to poor Lazarus, who was dumped at the gate of his house. And he must have known that Lazarus was there, because he now identifies him by name. He appeals to Abraham, "Send Lazarus!"